We're on Daf Lamed Dalet, Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Omar Rove by Yosef, Af Ani Omer. Rove by Yosef wants to be Moisef, another Indian that there was a Shini Hashem. Bovel, Busef, Busef, Bovel. That which was called Bovel is now called Busef. That what's called Busef is called Bovel. L'may nafke mino legitei noshim. Let us see Rashi, legitei noshim, the kaim alon amevi get mi chutz la'oretz, a person brings a get from chutz la'oretz to Eretz Yisrael, toch sheyoymar b'fonei nichtav b'fonei nechtav. That is mutal on the shliach to be mevarer that he saw the ksivis aget and the ksivis aget. For one of two reasons. Im mishum da'im mitzuyin l'kaimoy. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the woman is in Eretz Yisrael, so it could be there are not eidim that'll be a mitzuyin l'kaimoy. So the woman will get the get, and then the baal will be ma'arer. They'll say that it's she's in that mezuyif to get. So memela, therefore, they said that the shliach has to be b'shas chsimis aget. They gave him an amonis. The imishum the ain bekiyim lishma. Another reason was that bnei chutz laaretz were not bekiyim lishma. There was a chash maybe this get was taked not written lishma. So that's how the b'fanei nichtav held. That is a maybe get b'chutz laaretz l'eretz Yisrael. A maybe me'eretz Yisrael ain itzorich. Then it's not necessary for the shliach to be there and to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtav. Number one, lafisha bekiyim lishma. Number two, v'oile regolim mitzuyin lahaker simus ha'idim l'kaimai. That means, if you bring it in chutz l'oretz, the baby to be mekaim the chsimus of the eidei Eretz Yisrael, because the oile regolim recognize their chsimus. I mean, in Hosom, Bovel k'Eretz Yisrael legitim. Bovel has the same aloche like Eretz Yisrael legitim, l'fi shahim b'nei teire, b'kin l'shmo, B'nei yeshiva mitzuyin leilech v'lilmeid misham teire. So the chsimis ha'edim of in Bovel were known to the B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Misham teire mikol mekaimis. U'bursef samach le'bovel. Bursef was a mokim near Bovel. Ve'enom B'nei teire. K'nem rinem mai bursef. Ber she'shofu es meimok. He took out all the water, all the emaim ala teire. Was a mokim that was ponim in a teira, but nishtayer by klup. But maybe misham tzar shiyoma. Aval achshav, but now nischalav shmom. Hilkach, maybe mi bovel tzar shiyoma mi busav ein tzarich. Zok toisves nafke mino legitay nosh. Ki the perish pekuntres the kaimelon beperkam de gitten the bovel ke eretz yisrael legitten. Ein zorich loimar b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. That, yeah, the shchichim esifte, b'kiin l'shmo, gamedim etzim l'kaimoy. V'haynu ma shekoyrim busef. That is what we call now busef, the mishtan ishmo. So that's negeya, it's negeya, l'gabi d'amira b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And b'soif v'mem adrikim perish oid loshen achel. A different shot. The get has to be written, the name and the name of the husband and wife. V'shem iroi v'shem iro. And you have to write which city they come from. So memela, so it's on a maisa with a shliach. So you have to know what to write in the get. Did he come from Bovel? Did he come from Busef? V'lo yitochen. So Tosis says, lo yitochen, the Bovel who shame Hamadine. Bovel is the name of a country. Kedi Omar Eretz Yisrael, Isa le Bovel. The Gemara is speaking about the purity of Yuchsin. So Eretz Yisrael is an Isa le Gabi Bovel. Eretz Yisrael wasn't so pure. Le Gabi Bovel. So we're comparing the land of Eretz Yisrael to the land of Bovel. So speaking about countries. Vamrinen perik asore yuchsin ad heichen u'bovel. So it says the boundaries of Medina's Bovel. Vein koisven shem ha-medina beget elo shem ha-ir. So therefore, so Tosfos asks on Rashi, So that pshat tamzai doesn't make pshat because the name of the Medinas were bechlal not written in the get. The Magen Shloimeh in Masechtas Shabbos says he's not roy to be is he's not roy to dingzech with the Talmidi Talmidav of the of Taisvis who asked this kasha. But he says he really doesn't understand the kasha. That's true that Babel, there was a Medina of Babel, but was also a city of Babel. We have in the first time Babel is mentioned, by the Der HaFloge, Vayofetz Hashem Oysam Misham Apnei Koloretz, Vayachtu Lelivnei Seir, Alkein Koresh Mo Babel. So there was an Ir Babel also, Kisham Babel Hashem Svas Koloretz, and they bring other ayahs that there was an Ir of Babel also. So Memela, so in Sarashi Lom Shat, that there was an Ir of Vusev also. So Memela, so even though there was a Medina of Babel, there was an Ir of Babel. That's he wants to fam for Rashi. So Bemis and the Tais for Staffman Fashtain. Let us go further. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shloisha Hadasim, Ushtei Aroveis, Lulav Echot, Ve'esrig Echot. Then he says, Afilu Shnayim Ktumim, Ve'echot Einei Koto. Afilu, he says, that what he said before, Shloisha Hadasim, Afilu Shnayim Ktumim, it'll be good even if two are Ktumim, Ve'echot Einei Koto, and one is not Koto. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shloisha Hadasim, Bigmor Yaliflo, that the Makir that you need three Hadasim. Vafilu Shnaim Ktumim, Hadasim Koi, Bigmor Porech Monefshech. Ikotum Posel, if there's a Psulin Kotum, Vohu Tzorich Shloisha, and he holds that you need three Hadasim, Liboy Kulu Shleime. So then you should need all three, should be Shleime. V'kotum kosher, if kotum is kosher, lichshir shloshtam ktumim, so all three could be ktumim. This kasha the Gemara asks, he says, Rabbi Yishmael said you need three, two could be ktumim and one cannot be kotum. U'mishani chozer boy Rabbi Yishmael mitchilas dvor. Rabbi Yishmael was chozer. Sho yomatzrich shloisha, v'omar, Afilu Shnayim Ktumim. He was Chayza. So he said now, this is the Chazor. Afilu Shnayim Ktumim. Vohu Adin, Iloi Maisi Lohu Legamri. If you don't bring these two, it's also good. The Ktumim Kemandalas Nayu Domi. So in other words, Rabbi Shmuel is now saying, this is a Chazor, but you need one. You need one. And he's saying it because by what he says doesn't make sense. Shnayim ktumim ve'echadayni kotum doesn't make sense. If kotum is good, it should be all three ktumim. Kotum is not good. So what's that shnayim ktumim? Seinachanami is choyza. The Loshin is very modern though. Afilu shnayim ktumim ve'echadayni kotum. Like, it's fourth modern. Why? What is he saying? Afilu shnai, afilu tu aktumim ve'echad einei kotum. Now, there's a lotion of the Ran. The Ran says, first he brings down, on the Mishnah, he brings down the lotion of Rashi. Umi u'efsha, the mishum mitzvah miha boi shloisha. Elo shekiven she'ein hashnayim ma'akvim sagi afilu biktumim. So the Ran says that pesachtik teiran daf tezayin medalet medaf yarit. The Ran on the Mishnah. So he says efshe mishum mitzvah boi shloisha. For mitzvah you need three. Elo shekiven she'ein hashnayim ma'akvim sagi afilu biktumim. So dachsach mir pshatn the Ran is that Bemison will have in the Gemara two limudim. There's one limud, anaf, eitz, ovois, that means three. Onaf echot, eitz echot, ovois echot. mitzvah. That was the drosha of Rabbi Shmuel to begin with. Later, the Gemara brings a drosha, ma'alula ve'esrig echot, avhodos echot, barov echot. That's a drosha that Rabbi Shmuel is moiden, the end is moiden, you need one. So we have bad some two stiridic droshes. Anach it's obvious, seems you need three. Ma'esrig echot, avhodos echot, seems you need one. So could be Rabbi Shmuel made up shore, that both droshes are emes. Li kuve, you need one. Le mitzvah, you need three. So lechatchila, there's a mitzvah to take three. Li kuve, you need one. So with this we can understand, the din hodo says by pri eitz hodo. So that is, the pri eitz hodo's li kuve. So he learned the din hodo was said on the lekiche that is li kuve. Lekicha, that is likuva, you need hodo. So memele, the one that you have to take, it has to be hodo, it can't be kotum. Oh, but that is a din three, and that it don't have a gilui of hodo, because you learn that from Esrig, Esrig is likuva. So only the likuva, the lekicha, needs hodo. But the other two, I learn that le mitzvah, you need three, anaf eitz ovis. And so those two don't have to be hodo, so kotum is also good. Dachsach mir, this is Pshat in the Ram. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, and Ram started off by saying this, Vama afilu shnayim ktumim, vuhadin, afilu tu ktumim agud, vuhadin iloi maisi lu legamri, afilu he doesn't bring them. It's also good. Ktumim commander last night, so the Loshna is very modne. Afilu shnayim ktumim. What's afilu shnayim? I mean, it's ridiculous. You don't need them. They're worthless. So what's afilu shnayim ktumim ve'echad ein ikot? So I thought perhaps the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel is, Emerson will see our Tosfos speaks about the shayla, and Shulchan Aruch and Seif Talmud and Aleph, they speak about the shayla. The Torah said a mispar, a schum of the amount of hadasim, arovis. Is a person permitted to be moisif on the schum? Torah, is a person allowed to bring more? Alaloche Taisu says by us, you're allowed to put more, you're allowed to have more hadasim, you're allowed to be marban the hadasim. It's not called bal toisif. Doing a ribui of the mispar is not called bal toisif. That's what Taisu says by us. Taisu and Rosh Hashanah. In Shulchan Aruch, it also says that a lot of hadasim are good. Then there's a machloikis of a person is allowed to add on a hoda shoite. Is that also good? One man diyama says it's good. It's a lot of hadasim. Another man says no, that's a different mean already. A hoda shayte is the teiris, the mean is obvious. If you're adding a hoda shayte, that's a different mean. If I'm adding another mean, that's really a shayla of Baal Taisin. Even though they both grow on the same tree, but al kaponim, this is called a different mean. This is not the mean that the Torah wanted you to take. So I thought, be'emes, this shayla, if you could be moisif, could add on more, ha'madachanof in the raya from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was choise. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Afilu shnayim ktumim ve'echad ein ikotum." So Rashi says, "You don't need three." Vudin le'maisel le'gamri. The ktumim command the less no domi. So how much do you need? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, you need one, according to Rashi. But he says, "Afilu shnayim," but you can bring three. You can bring three in the ktumim. So Lachaire could be Rabbi Shmuel is telling us over here, number one, there's no din of Baal Taisit, since even though Yerin, Afilu Shnayim Ktumim, and number two, even though by Hodo Shaita there's a svara to say there is a Baal Taisit, it's considered a different meme, since this meme the Torah didn't want, even though they both grow on the same tree. Oh, but a Hodo Shaina Hodo is not a different meme. This is a Hodo, and it's a Shaina Hodo. So even though it's Pasal Alula, but this is the same meme. Lemaisa, I found the goin in Seif Simon Talnun Aleph, when the Mechaber says you're allowed to add minim,
So the Goyim says, Araya from Rabbi Shmuel. The Goyim brings Rabbi Shmuel. So Baruch Hashem, so this Nekudis I see from Rabbi Shmuel, this you say, that you can add on more than is needed. According to Rabbi Shmuel, one is sufficient, and you can add on more. But the Goyim Seichen Su Daran. In Daran, I don't understand how you have a Raya. Because Daran says, Miu le mitzvah bo yishloisha. So the Ran had somehow, I wanted to say the beer is because of two droshes. The Ran doesn't say this. But whatever the beer is, the Ran had a makor, there's an inyan of three adasim. So if there's a mitzvah of not five, there's a mitzvah of three adasim. So wherever he got the mitzvah from, so you can't ask a kash, it's about toiset. I mean, there's a makor someplace of three adasim. So I don't see we have the going to learn out from the Ran. That is no inyan bal toisef if you're moisef on dominion. This is not called moisef on dominion, because there's a minion of three, the mitzvah boy shloisha. But al kaponim, according to Rashi, Rashi says it's commanderless, it's nothing. So from Rashi, we do have a, lecheir of Rashi, we do have a mekir. We have a mekir from our mission, so it could be, that's what Rav Tarfon said. Afilu shnayim ktumi, that's, he didn't say one is enough. He wanted to tell you a chiddush. Even though one is enough, you can have shnayim ktumim. And there's no issa of being meisiv. Rabbi Tarfon oimer afilu shloshton ktumim. Rabbi Tarfon says afilu shloshton ktumim. So Rashi says, the loiboy hodo behodos. You don't need hodo by hodos. So memele, so it would seem, Rabbi Tarfon knows you need three. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel held at the beginning, you need three. So in the mispar, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel held in the beginning. But in Hodo, he's chaylik at Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds of Yemesh, you need Hodo by Hodos. He holds you don't need Hodo by Hodos. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kishem Shalulav Echod V'esrig Echod, Kachodos Echod V'arov V'achas. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on the mispar. L'chayre Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Shmuel after Chazorosa. Zogt die Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel oima, Pri eitz odo echot. Kapois tmorim echot. Anaf eitz ovois shloisha. Harvei nachol shtayim. That's the drosha. And so they so start off with the three. Then he says, Vafilu shnayim ktumim. Ve'echot she'enei kotum. Abitav v'noim shloisha, afele shlosh nengtumim. Abikivay v'keshem shalulav echot, ve'esreg echot, kachodos echot, v'arova achas. Let us dwell see Rashi. Kapis tvorim echot, mashmet dekapas ksid. So the ksiv is a loshin yochid. Anaf chad, eitz chad. Oveis chad, so that's he meant, anaf eitz oveis shloish. Vafilu shnayim ktumim, ahod is koi. Let us see Taisvitz. Anaf eitz oveis shloish. Perish pekunteritz. Anaf chad, eitz chad, oveis chad. Veteima, de la'el ukimne anaf eitz, shanofov choifen es eitzop. So what's Taisvus Kasha? So Taisvus Kasha is, the Posik really is telling us, you should take Lakachtam Eitz. You should take a branch. What kind of a branch? Anaf Eitz. An Eitz, Anof of Choyfenes Eitz of, a branch that the leaves cover it. And what kind of leaf should it be? Ovais. It should be Kluyim. So the Chazal Darshan, that these three words are telling us what mean of a branch you should take. So how can you Darshan from this Pasuk you need three? So Taisus blibes by attainment. The Taisus HaRosh answers, and Taisus Kasha, so the Taisus HaRosh answers, we call makim gam minyone shamina minay. We can learn out of minyan also. It means that Taisus Kasha. You can learn out of minyan also.
Und dann dachte ich mir, ob Schatten der Teusis der Roche ist. That bei Emerson, even though Chazal said Pshatn the Posik, that the word Anaf in Ovois are just explaining the Tzures HaAlim, that's a Chazal Darshan, but the Pashta, the Kro, it would seem each one is a noun Bifnei Atzmei. Chazal made them their adjectives a little bit, but I mean be'etzim, if you look at the Loshon HaPosek, it should have said lakachtam eitz she'anof of chayvim oisai shuaveis. I mean that's really how Chazal darshan it. Chazal stick in words anaf eitz onof shechayves eitz, but the pashta dikra is that onof is a shame dovo and eitz is a shame dovo, ovis is a shame dovo. The Pasuk and Ovis said they took Adasim, they took Ovis. Ovis is a shame double. So there's Pshat and there's Drushin and the Zuvizudiv Rilakim Chaim. So the way the, that's what the Taisus HaRosh means, the way the Pasuk was written, the Kivun, what the Pasuk wants to tell us at Chazal Darshan, it means Anaf Eitz, Onof Shechoyf Eitz. Good. You'll add a word, and that's the Mechuvim. But the Rehithis Lishne Dikra, it would seem that it's three things. There's an onof and an eitz and ovis, which in Yesod are three nouns. So we learn out both halachas. From the way the pasuk was written, we learn that it should be three. And the way Chazal darshan, it's a gilui on what mean it should be. Vim taima v'neima pri eitz hodor shloisho v'yeshloime de midroshe de eitz tarshine shet ham eitzo yupir yoshodem. Now, Taisus l'shitosoi, the Teretz. Taisus held in the, before Taisus blives by a taima, you have to know what the Teretz is. Maybe the Teretz is not the way Rashi said, anaf echod eitz echod oveis echod. Maybe there's a different shot in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim Tais was held before that if you use it for a drash, then you can't use it for a minion. These two are stiridik. So Tais asks, let's use pri eitz hoda for a minion. So Tais says, no, because pri eitz, we use it for a drash. It's a gilui on what the mean is. It's telling us what type of a pri is. It's a pri shetam eitz pri yeshove. So Tais was l'shitosoi. That if there's a darshinon, if you're using the eitz as a drash to be megala, what kind of a peri, you cannot use the eitz, leminyan. According to the Taisus HaRosh, Veselnitz, this kashi doesn't bring down. So lechayre, if this is a kasha lechayre, so, that me wissen take, lechayre, Taisus Teretz is not maspik, according to the Rosh. Arve nachal shtayim, afilu noisen kama hados adasim, kama rovis belulav, ein ze baltoisav, this is not baltoisav, afilu man di yoma tzorich agad, elim ke moisav min acher, ke de frishes, besoif ru bezn. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omar loy Rabbi Eleza, so pashtis is Omar loy Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Eleza erst Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said, "Kshem shalula bechod, esra gechod, kachodos echod, arovach." So Rabbi Leza asked him, "Yochel ye esrik imoem bagude achas?" So I would think that you should be ma'agid the esrik together with the other three minim. Amrit v'chinema. Priyetz hodor v'chapis tmorim aloylinema elo kapis. So the answer was that we see from the Lishna Dekra that there should be some sort of a hevdol between the minim, because it doesn't say avov achibur after the eitz hodo. By vanaf eitz ovis ve'ar ve'nachot, it says avov achibur. So vayisto is the lulav and the hadasim and the rovish should be mechubur. The lulav and the esrei should not be mechubah. So that's why you're not ma'agadim. It's very modern. How did the Rabbi Lezer come to ask Rabbi Kiva? What's the hemshech? Omar loy Rabbi Lezer. What's the shaykhus with Rabbi Kiva? It's mamish, we're talking about a different, they're talking about the mispar of the minim, and all of a sudden he comes in, why you ma'agid the esrig with the other three minim? So I saw the Ochaneh wants to say that, he asked Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Kiva had said that you learn out Hodos from Esrig. Kishem she Esrig echot ka Hodos echot. So there's a hekish Hodos to Esrig. So he said, so if there's a hekish Hodos to Esrig, so there should be a hekish Esrig to Hodos. Just like the Hodos is a chelik of the Igud, so the Esrig also should be a chelik of the Igud. Kamash Malon, that it's Nitazai. Because here we have a Simen Avovim, and here we don't have a Simen Avovim. Yochel Ya'agdom Kulon, let us see Rashi, Va'af Esrig Gimoim, Amrit Vrinema, V'chapeis Tumorim, that every Mash Mevov, Moise Vanyin Rishin, Litzalfoi Impriyei Tzoda, V'loloi Nema El Kapeis, Mash Mevifnei Atzmahim, V'loi Im Esrig. Va'naf Eitz, Moise Vanyin, that's Moisef, and Valvinachal Moisef Alem, Shem Ben Bobim, Lefikach Negodim im Alulet. The, Kapis Tmorim, and Argamore brings down the Rekanti, that even though it says in Argamore that there is not, that the Esrig is not Mu'ugid together with the three Minim, so he says, but there's an inyan that the esrig should touch the three minim. Holding it in different hands, it's not mu'ugid, but it should touch. It brings the maise that happened with the rikanti. The rikanti had a chosid echot that was an oirich by him, and he came to him for sukkis. Leil sukkis, the rikanti had a dream, and he saw how his Eirech is writing the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav. Then he made a space and he wrote the other Hey, the Hey Achreine. So the Rekanti asked him, why are you writing it like that? So he said, Kach Koisvin Bim Koimeno. That's how we write it by us. He woke up, Vehinei Chaloim, but he didn't understand Pshat in the Chaloim. The next day he noticed that his Eirech, when he was holding the Dalad Minim, So he was holding the Dalad Minim, so he was holding the Lulav in one hand, and the Esrig in the other hand, and one wasn't touching the other. So then he understood Pshat and the Cholim. We say in the Hirotzain, Oysi yoy shimcha ham yucha tekorev echad el echad vahoyu lachodim. So Vaistois from the Hirotzain, this is Oysi yoy shimcha ham yucha the koriv echod alechod. So memele, so that's so he brings this down, the kapis tomorim, the rikanti, that even though the Gemara says it shouldn't be ba'agad echod, but al kaponim, that's me, I forgot who says it, someone says the esrig is moire on the mishi yesh baitam v'reyach. So to be ma'uriv with the rest of the hamoin, he has to be close to the Hamoim, to be Mashbiya and the Hamoim, but you can't be a chelik of the Ugin, because if you're in one Agad, so then just like some of his rubs off on them, so some of theirs rubs off on him. So Memela, there's an Indian Taka, he should be not in the Igud, but Al Kaponim, he should be touching the Igud. Agav Urche, speaking about the Sinyan, they had the privilege to speak with Agoyin Rav Meir Bergman. So he told me he had wanted to say with this Rikanti, he wanted to say that Rashi in the beginning of the Perek says that that why is a Luluf Hayovish Posel? So Rashi says the Bina Mitzvah Maderes Tachsiv Van Veil. Sivan Vei, Taisvus asks on Rashi that Vei was only a lechatchila de kedin. Here it says a luv hayovish is posel. So Bekitzer, he brought a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, it's a Gemara in Gittin, that if Hashem was not written behidur, it's possible al ze keili van veil. So the Chassam Sofer brings down this Gemara that would be a psaraya to Rashi, that ze keili van veil is a psul b'dievet. So he says, no, that's only a din in Ksivis Hashem. Ze keili, by keili, by the Shem Hashem, there's a din v'aveili kuve. But by other mitzvahs, it's only l'chadchila dikadin. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So he wanted to say, with this rikanti, if the dalad minim, this is oisiyoy shimcha ham yuchod, this is ze keili. So here the v'aveili is takili kuve. Here the v'aveili is likuve. It's not like all other mitzvahs. Here it's takeli kuve. Al koponim, that is in this din. Let us go further. Uminayin, a second shaila, shema akvin zeze. How do we know that the dalad minim ama akiv zeze, talmud loyme ulekachta, shetei lekicha tam. Let us see Rashi. Shema'akvin ze, eze, im chosar achas meyarbato, if one of the four is missing, ein ashloisha mitzvah, you need all four. Tamo, shleimo, the dorish, the lakachto tam. You should take a dover hasholim, you should take a complete set. If you don't take a complete set, it's nothing. Let us see Taisvitz. Shetehei lekichotam. Mahai taime nami poslinen esrik chosar. From this drosha of lekichotam, we also darshan that an esrik chosar is posel. Mishim de'ein ze lekichotam. There's missing something from the esrik. Now, ubiyoim sheini loichashina. Biyoim sheini, that means chalamoit, which is only a mitzvah darabonon, begvulin. So there's no psul of chosar. Af al gav de kaptinen arabo minim. So Taisva asks a interesting kasha. That means by the mitzvah de rabbonon, the aloch is you have to take dalad minim. If you don't have dalad minim, you there's no inyan to take three minim. And the makoyer of this is a lekach tem lekichatame. And the af al pikein, a person's permitted to take an eslik that is chosar, which is also nilmad u lekach tem. So Taisus says, "V'tama pirashti bereish pirkin," and Taisus explained there that from Tesa Medbeis that by Emerson since Yontiv Sheini Chalamoides at Rabbonim Bigvulin Zeichel Migdish, so they just said that he should take the Tzuras Hamitzvah the way it was b'Migdish. The Tzuras Hamitzvah is Dalad Minim. The Protei Aloches it shouldn't be Chosar that they weren't Makbid in the Mitzvah of Rabbonim. So they said, if it's not Tam, it's Chosar, it's also good. Ubakoy mitzrabe masik, now Taisus brings a gemore in Menoches, toho de ma'akvi adodi, that what the dalid minim a ma'akvi adodi, loishonu elo she'ein loy, if he doesn't have dalid minim. Avul yesh loy, but if he does have, ain ma'akvi. If he has the dalid minim, they're not ma'akvi. What does that mean? Uperish ba'aloches gdoilis, ain ma'akvi, de loitemo, you have to lift all four up together. So the Bahak said that the Gemara means to say as follows. You have to take Dalet Minim means you cannot take Gimel Minim. That's Ma'akvi Adodi, Gimel Minim Apostle. But im yeshlo, if he has dalad minim, and he takes them one after the other, so he took dalad minim. So there is no chesorin that they have to be taken by basachas. As long as he takes dalad minim, he's yaitze. That's the shita sabak. V'dovo teimo hu loyma kein, the kivin de kulei mitzvah achas, hayich yilu bezachas. And Taisus does not want to accept the shita sabahag. If it's one mitzvah slakicha of dalad minim, so how could one take it zeh achazeh? That's not called a lakicha of dalad minim. So when the Tam he gia besifroi, so the Tam he rago in his Gemara. Loishana the ma'akvin mishum Tam, when is there chasol naf Tam elo she'ein loy? Abu yesh loy Tamo hu afo pish loy chibroi be'ogdoi. Kedemrinen loy dor shirabono lekiche lekiche. Ab Yehuda de dorish lekiche. Mashmaleg lehavi Tam elim kein ogdoi. So the Bnei Tam said a shtik teira over here. The Bnei Tam said, in order for us to understand the shtik teira, let us go to the second half of the Bnei Tam. That till now we were under the impression that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim lulav tzorech agad lulavain tzorech agad. So the machlokes is Yehuda is a drosha lakayetz lakachtem lachem b'yem arishin lakachtem agudah says we learn not just like if there's an agudah here's an agudah finishes it's a drosha lakachtem lakachtem and the Chachamim don't dash in this Gzeira Shav. Rabbi Netam says, no, you know what shot in this Gzeira Shav? It's not some of the Gzeira Shav, it's just like there you need an Aguda, here you need a good. The Gzeira Shav is a Gilui in the word of Lekachtem Lekichatam. What does that mean, a Lekichatam, a Lekichashleim, that it should be Ma'ugit, that it should, we should make from 3-1. That is, the Gzeira Shav is a gilui in the lekachtem. That it should be so tam, that the tamus, the shleimus, all the reishtelun, al yedei igud. So it's not a dovol nifrod, it's a gilui in lekachtem. So if we say this, and now we understand the Gemara in Menachem. So the Gemara says, loishonu de ma'akvin, in the din tame, we hold, we're chaylik Arab Yehudim. So we hold that din tama only is mechayev, that you need all four minim. But that the three minim should be me'ugit, then you don't need tama. If he has four minim, and it's not me'ugit, get us the shun, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the din tama we need igud also. Zok the Gemara right. Rabbi Yishmael Monavshech. Now what's Shem Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yishmael said that we need, he started off by saying that you need three adasim, and then he says, Afilu Shneim Ktumim Vechadei Nekotam. Monavshech. Ishleimim boi, the boi nami kulos, all of them should be shleimim. Iloi boi shleimim, Afilu Chad nami iloi. So what is Pshat in this Pshorah? Omar Biro, Omar Rabami, Chozer Boy Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Chozer, and really you only need one. And, yeah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Halacha ke Rabbi Tav. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said, Halacha, we pass him like Rabbi Tav. Ozdo Shmuel etamei. The Omalu Shmuel, Lahanu de Mezavni Ase. I'll prove to you, he says, that was the Shmuel the Tame. That Shmuel Paskin Ret Rab Tarfin. So I'll bring it from this Maisa, you see, he goes Lashitos. The Omelu Shmuel Lahani de Mizavni Asim. Shmuel went to the Hadassim Soichim. Ashvu is Vino. He told them, Helzach Tzu Rabbeisai, make a legitimate price. Don't go overboard. Don't overcharge. The Eloi. And if you won't listen to me, the Rishna Luchu ki Rab Tarfin. So I'll darshan like Rab Tarfin. I'll go give a drosha, Rabbi say, the loch is like Rab Tarfin, that's ketumim are good. And then you'll be out of business. The Baal will see in Rashi, they were selling shloisha hadasim shleimim. And they were, and each other, slachmodan is on how much it cost. It was mamash meiradik. And not too many people could afford to get Shloish Adasim Shleimim. So he told them, Rabbi say, either you make a legitimate price, or else I'll give Adrosha, we paskin like Rab Tarfin, and then you'll be down the drain. You'll be out of business. So the Gemara asks, my time, why did he say Rab Tarfin? Ilayma mishum de Mekel, because Rab Tarfin is Mekel, the little shluki Rabbi Kiva, the Mekel tfei. The Rabbi Akiva is a bigger Michael. He holds that one is good. And for the Gemara, Tlosek Tumi Shrichi Chad Vleikotum Leshrich. That this is a bigger business disaster to the Soichim. If we'll say that שלושה כתומים, אלפי שלושה כתומים, לדעת שכיחי, חד ולוי קוטם לא ישכיח. Now we'll see Rashi and we'll come back to the Gemara soon. Abishmol the Marsha Shnaim Kuvim Chad Matzav Sholem Heichem Chil Kanakos Liboy Hoda Liboy Bekulu Liboy Lohoda Afilu Bechad Loi Natzrich Oma Biro Hashem Chochem Chosa Bei Rabbi Shmuel Mitchil Es Dvor V'Marsha Bechad Umi Yohoda Boy Haloche Ki Rabbi Talfen Lahokel the Kotum Kosher. Now, this is a very innocent looking Rashi, but Rashi says a mouthful over here. What does Rashi say? Halochi kereptalfen lahokel the kotum kosher. Now, let me explain what Rashi is saying. Later I found Baruch Hashem the Sheboili Haleket is medayik this from Rashi. The Yisaydet Vol, my son, the Goyin in Siman Taun and Aleph. Then that opened up my eyes. But Rashi is saying Amoira de Kezach. Let us review the Mishnah. We have in the Mishnah three-way machloikis. We have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Talfen. Now, Rabbi Shmuel started off by saying two chumras. You need three adasim, and you need, all of them have to be hodl, they all have to be hodl. That's how he started off. Then he went off and started saying, afilu shnayim ktumim ve'echot she'enei kotum. So he's coming to say, no, the chumra of mispar, forget about. You don't need three. One is enough. But the chumra of hoda, you need hoda. Right. That was how Rabbi Shmuel holds the emes. You need one hoda. Rabbi Kiva holds, also need one. He didn't mention anything about ketumim, so it's also assumed that he needs one hoda. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva holds, you need one hoda. Rabbi Talfen said afilu shloisha ktumim, so there's a double machloikis. He says you need three, and you don't need hoda. So he said a chumre and a kula. A chumre that you need three, and a kula that you need, that kotum is also good, you don't need hoda. Now Rashi says over here, halochi ki Rabbi Talfen lehokul de kotum kosher. Rashi said, Shmuel didn't paskin like Rabbi Talfen all the way. Rabbi Talfen is a machmir also. He only paskined like Rabbi Talfen lahokel. That means the chumra, the kula of Rabbi Talfen. That he took. Oh, Rabbi Talfen says you don't need hoda. Oh, we paskin like Rabbi Talfen. But the chumra of Rabbi Talfen, he never paskined the chumra of Rabbi Talfen. There's reif tanoim against Rabbi Talfen. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold, you need one. So why should he paskin like Rabbi Talfen? So the din mispar he paskin like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. In the din hoda he paskin like Rabbi Talfen. You don't need hoda. So let us go back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara has a meira de gelichtigkeit according to this. So the Gemara says, "V'oz the Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Talfen lahokel that you don't need hoda by hodas." V'oz the Shmuel the taimei the amalu Shmuel lahani the mezavni asa ashvu zvini v'iloy darishna lachu ki Rabbi Talfen. I'll say over Rabbi Talfen. I'm give a drosha. We paskin like Rabbi Talfen. So what did he say? The vow they were going with all the chumras. They were going. You need hoda. You need three. So he told the Seichem, you know, if you're gonna continue, I'm gonna be Megala Asot to the Olam. Don't have to be such a machma. That you don't need Hoda. So I'll paskin like that. I'll just tell them, and you're out of business already. If they'll hear that you don't need three Mehudorim, finished, and you're out of business. So, make a fair price. That's what he told them. Frech the Gemara, now understand the Gemara's kasha. If you want to twist the sochem around the neck, dashlan like Rabbi Kiva. You hold like Rabbi Kiva also. You never paskin the chumra of Rabbi Talfen. You hold like Rabbi Kiva also. You only paskin the kulah. So why should you give a drosha? If you want to give a drosha, you want to really, convince the sochem, tell them that one is good. That one is good. Now between you and me, you can even tell them that one kotum is also good. That's also true. But you don't have to tell the Hamoinam everything. The Hamoinam was going, they had a Mahuda Dekeh, They were machma, they were mahadar mitzvah sodos, it was shleimim, it was three. We see that if the sochem would be menschlach, he wouldn't say a word. I mean, mi'iker adin yoyitze with one kotem, but who says you have to be mekayim mitzvahs mi'iker adin? There's zicha of inyan of three, there's an inyan to take three. We had the Rambam says it's kada hidam, there's an inyan take three, there's an inyan it should be shalim, there's zicha an inyan in this, but there's no inyan to lose money for these inyanim. If it's ma'akiv, it's a bezundra zah. If it's not ma'akiv, so memeila, there's no inyan in this. So the Gemara in Besim, that's how the Goyim learns pshat in this Gemara. And it's a beautiful pshat. That means Rabbi Shmuel had three kulas up his sleeve. Three ketumim are good, one sholem is good, and he had a third kula also, that one kotum is also good. He had three kulas. And he strashed them with one of his kulas. So the Gemara says, why didn't you strash them with, you have another kula up your sleeve. So he says, this kula is better. To doubt that you don't need anything, why should he say such a kula? Why should he tell the Amorim on everything? This was sufficient. So this is a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, that the Goyin says it, Kemat, and the Shebor Leleket says it. And this is Meduyik in Loshen Rashi. Rashi said it in these three words. Rashi had a kasha, and Tosfos asked the kasha, that what's pshat, Lidl Shul Kerabbi Akiva? If he passed like a ptafet, how could he darshan like Rabbi Akiva? So therefore Rashi said, Chas v'sholom, never passed like a ptafet l'chumre. He passed like Rabbi Akiva l'kule. So that's what Rashi said. He only passed like a ptafet l'kule. L'holochi kerab ptafet l'hokul the kotum kosher. Ashvu zvinu michu b'shove. Ba'al talu al demeyeh. The Amoyin Ham wanted to make the mitzvah metalei durim, three hadasim in mispor and in hidor and echos. Piloi mashvisu the rishnik rabtar from the machshe bektumim, kabekivid leboy alochad. Let us see Tosfos. The leaders look at rabekivid the makel tvek. So Tosfos asked this kasha. Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. Taisus learned shot that Shmuel paskin like Rav Talfon all the way. Bein lechumre, bein lekule. So he paskin like Rav Talfon shloisha ketumim. That's how he paskin. So Taisus asks Taimus, what is the Meisken Gakasha? Let him darshan like Rav Akiva. He doesn't hold like Rav Akiva. He holds like Rav Talfon. So he told him, I'll darshan like Rav Talfon. What's the kasha? Little shluk Rav Akiva. Yes, loyme de choze min adil. Shebola hechiyach de Shmuel et amen. Not the Gemara saying a statement. The Gemara is saying, I want to prove to you that Shmuel paskins like Abtafen. From this maise, Shebola hechiyach de Shmuel et amen, de Abtafen svirale. De mavchid lohu bemidi, because if you learn it as I, if you learn that he doesn't hold like Abtafen, no, he wants Stamazai to scare the Seichim. The Mavchid Lubimidi, the Loisova, if he wants to be Mavchid them with something that he doesn't hold, if he doesn't hold like a Ptah, just wants to scare them, Kdeshim Krubizoil, are you Loilahavchida Mirabi Kiva de Mekel Tvei? So why did he strash them? Why did he threaten them with Raptafen? Is Araya, he holds like a Ptahfen. The dochi could be he doesn't hold like Rav Talfon, and he holds you need the shleimim. The dochi, ad the rabbi mafred the tvei mi rabbi Talfon that losik tumim shchichi mechad doleikotet umeyoylam loisish ma desavre ki Rav Talfon. So my male sotaisus learns a different pshat in the whole Gemara. That the Gemara, now he has a shakla v'talya to prove if that he does hold, he is l'tamei or not l'tamei. So the Gemara, once we misayim, could very well be he doesn't hold like Rav Talfon. Afal Pikein, he just said it to threaten the Sochem. So it's a Psamodna Maise. I mean, it's a Modna Maise, so he's saying a lie. That means he goes over to the Seichim, and he tells them, you know, if by tomorrow I don't see a change in prices, I'm going to go up into the Bima and Darshan Betos.
would he go up to the bima?
That's for sure. He doesn't hold a kaptafen. So the Shiboli Halekit asks on this pshat, it's merzike shikre. I mean, al kaponim, he zicha won't do it. To them, he's telling. So it's merzike shikre. So he says, letzoyre chasho, mipnei shero shahoyu nimnoim miliknois bishvil hayoike. So there's no issa of merzike shikre. Amoyredike Shiboli Halekit. That means like this, that he saw, Mikir didn't held, you need shleimim. But the Hamoin Am was unable to purchase Shleimim since the price was so expensive. So he told them, he took a gamble, and the gamble worked. And he told them, I'm gonna dashen like Reb Tarfon. So in order that he shouldn't do this, so they went and made the price cheaper, but in Emerson, he had no intentions at all to darshan like kaptav, because he doesn't hold like kaptav. He just did it lahafchid, and letzoyrech mitzveh, one is permitted to do something which is merzike shikre. That's a halacha we learn out from our Gemara. Yeah. Miu kosher. Mipere kolsho, mikdei reis bepesach. The Omar Shmuel, mashi lohu ad acher ha-pesach, v'obed bo bein beminoi, bein shaloi beminoi. Shmuel said, ashtik teire, that if you have a kdeire shal cheres bepesach, you have a kdeire shal cheres, a chometnik kdeire shal cheres. Now, a kdeire shal cheres, you can't kasha. Have a chometz to kideira. Fine. Now, if this kideira I'm going to use after Pesach, so it's chometz over, so now I'm going to cook something in this chometz to kipat. This is a chometz to kipat over all of our Pesach. And I'm going to cook in it now. So now the new food which is cooked after Pesach will get a bliya from chometz over all of our Pesach. So we'll see Shmuel Paskin like Rab Shimon, that Chometz Shavuot Pesach is only at Rabbonon, and since it's Betaruvis, that he didn't ask, a ganze geshef. So this is the Gemara. Kederes be Pesach, the Omar Shmuel, Mashalu ad acher ha-Pesach, he can hold them till after Pesach. From here we see you not even the Blias also. For Ovid Bu, and after Pesach, he could use these Chometz to Ketep, Bein Beminoi, Bein shaloi b'minoi, that you don't have to worry, it shouldn't become bottle, mi b'minoi le bottle, although there's no shishim, you could do it. But minim oz the Shmuel at time, the Gemara says, Shmuel, that holds that it's the ozl, the omalo Shmuel, lahani de mezavni kandi, Shmuel went to the soichim of Kederes, ashvu zvinaychu, biloi dorishne lechu, kerab shimit, Kloimer the shori chometz lacher ha-pesach, ki lesa beine. Umash, so the Gemara says, that Shmuel a time. He said that he told them, if you won't make cheap prices, I'm going to tell the oilom that we pass like Rav Shimon. Umash me bedi de loimi befachet bemidi de loisovalei. So there the Gemara and Psochem remained that this is a raya, that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, because that's what he told the Sochem. In our Gemara, we say that the Shmuel's Tamas, they told the Socher Mashek in order that they should lower the price. So, L'chayetz Astira, the two Gemaras. V'yeshloim edahosom lomo loy lahafchidom b'midi deloy sovolay. Over there, why should he Tamas, they threaten them if he doesn't hold like that? The bishloim ahochi motzel emeim edoyim afchidom kedei sheyim kira bezoil teya mitzvah mitzuye v'lo yimonu bishvil yoike. Here he did it because of a tzayrich mitzvah. Here he did it because of a tzayrich mitzvah. So memeila, that's why he went to the seichem, to make sure that every yid will be able to have gimel hadasim hudorim. But over there, even though it's a lie of all the tzayrich mitzvah, we said mentioned before, merzik ishikir zmutah. But over there, if he wouldn't hold like that, so what right, what legitimate reason they say Stamazi to go over and to threaten the Seichim, so they're making money. So that alone would not be a reason to
to threaten them that they would notash and they'll tell them to do a false zach. Bim taima bisavala kerabtafen. So now Taisvis asks if one side of the Gemara is that he does hold a kerabtafen. Lidrish lo kevosei. He gavna pot bepeire kol shop. Why doesn't he take a dash? Man shoch the loch is a kerabtafen. The ketumim is good. These people are spending money for shleimim, so I mean, forget about your price, nit price, darshan, that lemaisik tumim is good. So the Gemara in Psochem asks the Kash, if he holds like a pshim and darshan, you don't have to buy nukteiris. Mishani asri the Rav Havin, Rav was machmas, asri didn't want a darshan, that's why he just went over to the Sochem. But over here is a good Kash. Bishloim with the hochi hiniach mishum hidl mitzvah. No, forget, he didn't want to tell them anything. Forget, it's very choshev, they were buying that's a mitzvah, tak mikadin. You don't need hodah, but it's a hidah mitzvah. So therefore, he didn't want to tell them all the coolest he had up his sleeve. Nor, if the sochem will, continue with their yakres, then we'll have to tell them what he has up his sleeve. Bereish baba basre, gabi runye da akve ravina me abaruchoisa. Runye, he was surrounded from Ravine on all four sides. And Ravine made a wall between him and Runye. Then Ravine came to Runye and told them, listen, there's a wall in between and you're deriving benefit from it. Ganovim can't come or Chayis can't come. And this Runye says, I don't need it. It says, there's no problem. I don't need a wall. I don't have any benefit from it. So then there was a whole maaseh. So Ravina went and told one of his, he told one of his workers to go into Runya's field and to start stealing some of the fruit over there. Let's see if he does need it, if he doesn't need it. A ganze maaseh. So then he schlepped him to Din Torah. L'maise, Ravina was maskim at the end, they should give him something, he doesn't have to give him for the heitzos of the gather he made, but he should give him something. Give him what his last offer was, that means what's much less from the heitzos of the gather he made. V'loi, danin loch kirafun ali b'drab yoisi doma kerlofi ma'ashe godo. But if you won't give him, then I'll be mechayv you should have to pay the full cost of the gedder. Ma sheloi don loi. So Taisus asks here also the same kasha. Manushech he holds la locha like Rafun Ali with Rabbi Yosi. So why didn't he take it? Tell him you have to take it, pay the choice of the gedder. So Taisus says lofishin ispayis Rabbeinu mocholei bepochis. Because Lamaisa Ravina was Moichelim already. He said he would take less, so that's why he told him that Mamunashik, if you ask him to pay less, is good. If nish, nish. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Esrig Hagozel by Yovesh Posel. Esrig Hagozel, grad I saw the Orchaner in the previous Mishnah. So he asks a very interesting kasha. We have here four Mishnayos. Lulev Hagozel, Hodus Hagozel, Esrik Hagozel, and Arove, it says Arove Gzulo. There it says with a Heya Yediyah, Esrik Hagozel, and here it says Arove Gzulo. He asks a Ha'ore, why, Mishinya Losh, why put a Heya Yediyah? Yeah, anyway, Esrik Hagozel by Yovish Posel, Shall Asherev Shall Nidachas Posel, Shall Olo Posel, Shall Tumet Meye Posel, these are also Machilem, Shall Tumet Tahire Layitel Mimnot Al Kosher, Chathilu, one shouldn't take it, if you took it, it's kosher, Shall Dmai Beishami Poislemis El Machshirim, Shall Maiser Shaini Birushalayim Lo Yitel, Vim Lotal Kosher. Let us see Rashi. Shall Olo Vishal Tumet Mei Apostle, Bigmore Meforish Taima. Lo Yitel, Bigmore Meforish Taima. Why shouldn't he take Tumet Tahire? What's Machatli shouldn't take?
Maisa Shaini Birushalayim Shikshayro Lachilas Maisa Shaini. So is he not al kosher? Lo yitel, kada meforish bigmora. Im not al kosher, shreyesh bo heter achila, because there is a heter achila. Yerushalayim it's muta, he could eat it. Avul chutz Yerushalayim loy, but outside of Yerushalayim, Maisa Shaini, outside of Yerushalayim loy, the lochem ksiv horoi lochem. Kach the lochem is to be roi lochem, is to be roi lachila, and chutz Yerushalayim, Maisa Shaini is not roi lachila. Now, this Rashi, there's a machlokes orishoinim. The Ritva is chaylik on Rashi, and the Ritva says that chutz l'rishalayim, it's also called lachem. Why? Because it's biyodei leftoisa, you'll have to be paide maise sheini chutz l'rishalayim. That's called lachem. From Rashi, it would seem that that's what you have to do a maise in order to make it roi lachem, that's not called lachem. So we have here a machlokes the Ritva and Rashi, if that would, you could be misaken in al yedei maise, if that's called lachem. The Ran says a different svara, also not like Rashi. He says it's called lachem because you could bring it into Yerushalayim. This seems also his choylik on the Ritva. That means that would, al yedei maise becomes roi lachila. That doesn't make it lachem. But it's only mechusar havo. You don't have to be misaken it. That means now it's roi to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's not called that you have to fix it. It's not roi to eat in Yerushalayim. So just go to Yerushalayim, you'll eat it. So that makes it lochem. And Rashi is chelik on both of them. And Rashi holds only be Yerushalayim it's called lochem. Yeah. Vim not al kosher. Also Chazozis al ruboy. Chazozis was also a ruboy. So Rashi says Chazozis kemin ababuwe stakos.